Hi there, my name is Susan Ibach from Microsoft Canada. I'm a technical evangelist, and I'm here to show you how you can make changes inside WordPress, specifically if you're working on an online resume. Now, so this is really to do with the construction of an actual physical online resume. There's other tutorials, if you haven't seen them yet, that show you how to design a resume, the do's and don'ts of an online resume, that show you how to create a DreamSpark Azure account and how to create a WordPress site inside DreamSpark Azure. So all those tutorials are here on this page. And I'm assuming if you're in this video that you've already gone and created a basic WordPress website and that you've selected a basic theme, though I'll suggest one for you. And you already know the basics of WordPress, sort of how to create a page, get to and from the dashboard, log into WordPress. If you don't know how to do that, check out the tutorial on basics of editing in WordPress. So now let's talk a little more specifically about if I'm creating an online resume in WordPress, what are some of the things I should make sure that I go change on my WordPress website? So what am I going to show you in this video? I'm going to show you how you customize a selected theme. Specifically, I'm going to suggest you use Theme 25 because it's got a couple of great features that work well for online resumes. That doesn't mean you have to use this theme, but that's the one I'm using in this demo if you want to be able to follow along. I'm going to show you how to update the title and tagline of the theme, change its colors, use different background pictures, how to change the site icon, add social media links, which is a great feature in particular for online resumes, and I'll talk a bit about some plugins you might want to include on your website. Now, I just want to mention one of the reasons I like the theme number 25 is because it works well on different screen sizes, and that's something really important for an online resume. You don't know if the employer is going to be looking at the resume on a big monitor or a tiny phone. So you want to make sure whatever theme you select looks good on different screen sizes, and I know number 2015 looks good that way. So that's one of the reasons I recommend it. That and the social media links feature I'm going to show you in a minute. So let's start with a few changes. One of the things we definitely want to do is change the site title and tagline. For something like an online resume, typically the title is going to be your name, because that's usually what's at the top of a resume. And the tagline might be something like your email address or how they contact you, maybe a phone number, email address, something like that. So where do I do that? Well, if you're working with a theme, at this point, said if you haven't seen it already, go back and watch the other video tutorial on how to get into the basics of WordPress. So you should already know how to go in and modify pages and get to them from a dashboard. So let's go to the dashboard now, and let's go to Appearance, and let's choose Customize. And that's going to bring up a number of choices which allow me to customize the particular theme I'm working with. Said I'm working with number 2015. And if you go to Site Identity, then you can change the title. Mine is set to Susan Ibach, and I actually like that. That means that's what's appearing at the top of the page, my name, much like a resume would. But the tagline, just another WordPress site, let's change that to maybe my Twitter handle of Hockey Geek Girl, because that's often how I want people to contact me. And I am sort of known as Hockey Geek Girl, so that's the way I like it to work. So I can choose that, and that'll appear on the page. The other thing you want to change, and this is a really nice polished thing to do, is to change the site icon. If you're not sure what the site icon is, basically, when you're looking at a web page in a browser, up in the top little corner on the tab, there's a little icon up there. On this page, you can see there's a little sort of square with a line across it. Well, you can actually customize that icon so when someone's viewing your resume, they see a special icon. And then if they minimize that website on the dashboard, that'll be the icon that appears. If you're applying for a technical job, it's a nice little touch of polish to show you know your way around websites when you customize the icon. And it's really easy to do. You don't even have to create an icon file in WordPress. You simply go select a file, and I can just go upload a file that I've got. Typically, you want this to be a square image with a minimum 512 by 512 pixels. It can be bigger than that if you like, but you do want a square image. I've got a nice little maple leaf to highlight I'm a Canadian. And I'm going to upload that image, and I want to use that. One of the things when you do select something to use as an icon, it will give you the option of cropping the image to make sure that the right portion of the image is displayed. This is a nice simple image, so it crops very naturally. So I got my little maple leaf. So now I have this awesome site icon that'll appear on the little tabs when I'm working in the browser. So those are the first things that we want to do for our customizing of a theme. Set the title, the tagline, and the site icon. Then just save it. So now, when we go visit the website, if we go back to our dashboard and visit the site, should look a little more polished. So there's my title, there's my tagline appearing. The site icon won't appear as long as I'm logged in as an administrator. I'd have to log out to see it. So what else would I want to change? I probably want to change some of the colors. Right now, everything's very black and white. If you've got a real eye for design, you can customize and make some beautiful colors. I've got to warn you, I am not the best at making nice designs, so I often have to get friends to help me with this. So again, I'm just going to go back to Appearance, Customize. But this time, when I'm customizing the theme, I want to customize the colors. So there's some default color schemes, which are great for people like me who are color design challenged, shall we say. So I might choose a blue design, and that just automatically changes tints to different blues, or I could choose a purple, and it'll set everything, even the fonts and stuff, to match, so they're nice contrasts. If you are really good at design, you can absolutely go select the individual colors yourself that you use for the background, for the text, and for the sidebars. Said personally, I like using one of the default schemes because I find, that yellow is a bit much. I think I like the purple. So I like picking one of the predefined ones. So now, and again, save and publish that. The website's going to have this nice purple look, so a little more character to it. Some people prefer, rather than using colors as a background, to use images. And sure enough, you can add a header image. That would appear up here in this dark purple area, or a background image. That'll appear down here in the light purple area. So let's try adding an image, because there's a couple of things you want to be aware of if you choose to use an image in the background. So I'm going to upload a nice image to use in my background, maybe a nice picture of a sunset. Here we go. And I choose that image. And maybe I'll also add another image maybe to use in the background later, but let's start with the sunset. Takes a couple of seconds to upload. Once the image is uploaded, again, you select and crop it. Because I chose this as a header image, it will expect a certain dimensions for the image. So it is going to ask me to crop it, just like it did for the site icon. So you can see it's giving me the opportunity now to crop the image to a suitable size. So I'm happy the way it's cropped it at the moment, leaving in the little highlight of the tree. So we'll just crop that image, and it's going to save it back to our media library for us cropped. And you're going to see it's going to load that at the top of the page. Now, what's interesting about this is if you resize this page, and it's going to be a little tricky to demonstrate with the resolution here, but if I make this page even smaller, you're going to see how the image itself, that little header, shrinks. So that's a little, actually, let's do this on the preview of the site. I think that's going to show up a little better. So let's save and publish it with that header. And I can go here and I can go visit the site. And you can see how when it's on a full-size screen, it appears off to the left. But one of the things you need to be aware of is if the screen is resized, it'll actually change the header. Notice how now the header is actually horizontal instead of vertical. And as I resize it, you can see how the image changes as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So make sure you pick an image that looks good, no matter if it's horizontal, vertical, no matter which part of the image is displayed. The other thing to be careful about when selecting an image is, can you still read the text over that image background? If you pick something with a bright white sky, white text isn't going to appear very well. If you pick something very black and you've got black font, that's not going to appear very well. So make sure whatever image you select, it can look very professional, but make sure everything's still easy to read in that background and that it looks good on the different screen sizes. So just something to be aware of if you decide to use images. Once we've got the images set up, the next thing you probably want to do is set up your social media. Now, there's a really cool feature inside this particular theme for adding social media links. Because typically on a resume, we might want to link to our Git account or to a Twitter account or to your LinkedIn page. So what we can do is we can add a new menu by selecting Appearance, Menus. And we're going to create a brand new menu. And this one's going to be called Social Media. I'm very original with my names. It's got my social media link, so I'm calling it Social Media. And I'm going to say create a brand new menu. And then what I want to do is I want to specify that this is a social links menu. So specifically that this menu is used for links to social media. This is a feature of the theme. And then I'm going to add some custom links to my menu. And this is where I think it's really clever. If I say, hey, I want to link to my Twitter account, which is Hockey Geek Girl, and I'm going to call that my Twitter link and add that to the menu. And then maybe I want to add a link to my LinkedIn account, LinkedIn.com/SusanIback. and this is my LinkedIn, and add that to the menu. And you can add Git and all sorts of other options here. Now, this is what's really neat about it. Once you save the menu, when you go to preview it, it's smart enough that it actually detects what social media you're using, and you'll notice it adds icons directly based on what social media sites you're visiting. So you don't have to muck around with where's the icon for this particular site versus another site. It's all brought in for you automatically. So it looks very polished, very professional. Great way to provide links to external accounts that you might have right there on your resume. Love that feature. It's one of the reasons I like using the 2015 theme for my online resume. Now, once you've done that, so that's really the basic customization you want to do. But for those of you who've played a little bit maybe in HTML and CSS and know your way around the web, you might want to change some of the fonts and things like that. Well, you can absolutely access all of that inside here as well. You just go to Appearance Editor, and it will expose to you all the different files that are being used to generate your website, including your style sheets and so on. One of the things on the actual site itself is you'll notice at the bottom of the page it says, hey, proudly powered by WordPress. What if you don't want that text appearing at the bottom of your resume? Well, we can go change the footer. We can access that code, but it's just not a setting. We have to go modify some of the editor to do it. So when we go to the dashboard and we go to Appearance Editor, there's a file there which is stored the footer. So if I pick the PHP file, and it's either going to be PHP, CSS, or HTML, and you scroll down, you'll notice that further down here, there's the command that's saying proudly powered by WordPress. So if you don't want that to appear, you can just comment out that line of code. I do recommend commenting it out rather than deleting it, just because if you make a mistake, you could break the website and cause some strange effects, and it's easier to uncomment something than to undelete something. So I make that change. I say update the file. And now, when I go back to the site, if we scroll to the bottom, you'll notice that text is gone. So you have the ability to actually change everything on this page. So you can access the different files that affect the parts of the page. And if you want to change things like the font and the background colors and the styles, you'll probably want to go mess around with the stylesheet.css file. There you go. Style.css is your cascading style sheet. And it even gives you a nice index to tell you where are the settings for the navigation links, where are the settings for the headers, for the widgets. So you have complete control, if you know your way around CSS, HTML, to control the appearance of the site. If you don't know HTML, CSS, then probably better to just let WordPress do its thing. The last thing I want to do is mention a couple of plugins that you might find useful while you're doing this. So we've talked about some of these changes we can make on design, header images, social media, how to customize your HTML and PHP. There are also plugins you can include on a WordPress site. So I wanted to highlight a few plugins you might want to consider if you're doing an online resume specifically. You might want to include a link so somebody can print out your paper resume from the online resume. There is a WordPress post to PDF enhanced plugin. What that'll do is it'll basically take the contents of the page and make it into a PDF file. It's not going to be very elegant or particularly beautifully formatted, but it's better than nothing if you want to allow somebody to print. You could also upload your actual, there are tools that allow you to upload a file so they can print your formal resume instead if you like. WP Code Prettify. If you're a coder and you want to highlight segments of code that you've written and you want it to look the way it does in an editor with color coding and the indenting of your code, that's what WP Code Prettify will do, is it'll help make code snippets look more like they do inside a code editor. There's WordPress SEO, which is a search engine optimizer plugin that'll actually help search engines find you. So if you want people to be able to find your online resume by searching for you online, this will make it easier for crawlers to locate your site. WP Supercache basically adds some caching capabilities to your online resume so that it loads faster when somebody visits it. TablePress is one you're quite likely to use, because if you think about it, when you want to add a table of information on one of your pages, you're going to be looking for insert table and go, oh, I want to make a table with, you know, four rows and three columns. And hey, where's insert table? I don't see it there. If you want to insert a table, you're going to want to use something like the TablePress plugin to do that. If you are using Instagram, maybe you're a graphic design person looking for work and you want to highlight some of the pictures you've done on Instagram, there is a plugin for an Instagram feed. And if you want to get fancy, you can even add analytics so you can see who's been visiting your site. Maybe you'll find out if an employer has been checking you out before they contact you. So we have a nice professional looking website. All we need to do now is update our content. Now, so what content should we put on there? Check out the other tutorial about the do's and don'ts of online resumes to get an idea of exactly what you want to put on that page.